Okay. Any question? Do you remember what you're talking about? Right? Oh, you have to. Because the first three books are easy. First half of the path, which was what? Explaining what it is. That's what the first three books were doing, right? The first book explained to you why you cannot even get it what love is. Because you love yourself. Because you are imprisoned. Yeah. Your brain has imprisoned your soul. Your soul is in the house and does nothing. And is worth it nothing. Do you remember the man was just accepting the nags of the wife and things like that? He said, you have to come out. That was book first. Book second, what is this knowledge about? Book third, how should you get it? You should be enriched. You should know everything. That's it. Of course, by knowing, I don't mean the knowledge. We are talking about what we are talking. This is beyond education and normal learning stuff, right? So, in third book, he said, for gathering all the information, you should do what? Haha, that was the point. How can I tell you to do what? How could anyone tell you to do what? Nobody. You are the decision maker. Because if they tell you and you obey, who is responsible? So, in book three, as usual, he said, what you should not do. Do you remember? It started with do not eat the elephant, the little elephants. Means do not imitate and bring these sayings and unquote stuff and blah, 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 blah. The second one, don't follow that peasant who is nobody there, actually. And you had your doubts, but if you give in, you're in trouble. And so on, and so on. And with him, there was some, a little bit we heard about Moses and Pharaoh, because that was to be prepared for this book. This book, the last three are different, because we are in step two. We know what we are talking about, but nobody knows how to do it really. This was the first stuff. Unification. Coming together. Correcting the problem in here. What is the problem in here? This thinks that I am the king of this. Which is nonsense. Because my environment is half of this. Which has nothing to do with me. Yeah. It's my environment. So, the problem we talked about it, in book two we said, this is the enemy of the path. And we explained why the brain is silly. Because the beginning of logic of every animal brain is me and outside. Which is nonsense. Because there's no in and out. There is both. So, the main problem is what? As usual, the arrogance, this self-importance. That's the main problem. So in this book, we hear about Moses and Jesus, and here we hear about another prophet, which today we are going to talk about him, is Solomon. Do you remember the Solomon? What do you remember of it? Do you remember book three was about what? Enriching the knowledge and knowing everyone, no? Now he's bringing everyone together, and Solomon is doing that. Solomon could talk to everyone, could help everyone, and he himself doesn't need anything, does he? Why do I say he doesn't need anything? You tell me. When he sent a message to Belgais, and Belgais sent him 40 camels of gold, do you remember? He said, "You silly you, I don't want anything from you. I want you to be better, to be qualified. I will give you everything, the gold, everything is gold in here." Because Solomon is the only prophet with no problem at all. What is the problem of Solomon? Nothing. He listens to whatever God will say. And he is healthy. And he is, in a way, Muslim. That's Solomon. Means healthy, researcher, believer, and all that, right? Today we hear a little mistake of Solomon. Really.
"How the wind blew perversely against Solomon, on whom be peace."
The story is very simple. Wind suddenly will come and will bother Solomon. Will make his crown shift. Is impossible, because those crowns are heavy and golden, and with the wind doesn't pop. In our story it does. And Solomon gets angry with the wind. "Why are you doing it? Wind doesn't listen. You do it again and again. Hey, I do this because there is something wrong with you. Correct it, then everything will be corrected." Means even for Solomon, who has no problem at all, a little mistake, the ego will jump out and blame everything else except me. Solomon doesn't think, "I have done something wrong." And this is one of the main points that you should learn about this unification, really. Because for that, the unification happens how? Emotionally should happen. We are separated anyhow, in reality, right? We have to feel it, that we are all together. For that, we talked about one thing you shouldn't do about the other people. And this is the second one. The problem is, when you have some problem, you come out to blame someone for it. Even to blame the God and the nature and all these stuffs. Learning. Whenever there is a problem, the problem is here. The only one that I could really seriously change is me. Can I do it with someone else? No way. The only one that I'm responsible for and I have to answer for axis, me. So, when there is the blame, I should blame myself. Do you remember those two golden phrases? The first one, acceptance of responsibility. The second one, not be proud of success. Rabbana inna nadharamna anfusana and marameita izramait. The opposite of each other. To understand it, that, listen, when something good happened to you, you should thank God, you should thank the environment and the situation who led it, who worked with you. If the universe is against you, could you do something? No way. So when I succeed in something, universe is helping me, and I should be grateful for that, not arrogant. You see the difference? And when something goes wrong, this is the story. You should understand, if something is going wrong, I have done something wrong, and I could correct myself. Yes.
How the wind blew perversely against Solomon, on whom he peaced, because of his lapse. The wind moved perversely against Solomon's throne. Then Solomon said, O wind, do not creep perversely. The wind too said, Do not move perversely, O Solomon. And if thou move perversely, be not angry at my perverseness.
See, that was the ego. That don't be bad. He said, you don't be bad. When you're bad, I'll be bad. All goes like this, that remember it. Yes?
God set up these scales for the purpose that justice might be done to us in eternity. Thou give short measure, I will give short measure. So long as thou art honest with me, I am honest. Likewise, Solomon's tiara swerved to one side and made the bright day as night to him. He said, O tiara, do not become awry on my head. O sun, do not decline from my orient. He was putting the tiara straight with his hand. The tiara always became awry for him again, O youth. Eight times he straightened it, and it became awry. He said, Why? What is the matter, O tiara? Do not sag crookedly. It replied, If thou put me straight 100 times, I go awry, since thou goest awry, O trusted one.
Ah, okay, what happened? The crown would go like that. And in explanation, Rumi said, this made his day like night, because nothing should be disordered with Solomon, right? And Solomon is blaming the wind, now talking to the crown itself, instead of looking inside himself. Yes?
Then Solomon put straight his inward part. He made his heart cold to the lust which it had. Thereupon his tiara immediately became straight, and such as he wished it to be. Afterwards, he was purposely making it awry. The tiara always returned purposely, seeking the crown of his head. 8 times did that prince make it awry, and did it become straight on the crown of his head.
Okay, what's happening? First of all, okay, he didn't explain what was wrong, because there's nothing wrong with this fellow, the Solomon. But something down there was not correct, so he corrected it. Means he knows it, he corrected it, and it's that simple. That's not what I'm talking about. I want to talk about that crap, okay? At the beginning, 8 times. Why 8? 8 times, 8 times, 8 times, 8 times,